Toodle of toes.
Toodle of toes.
You're the first.
Okay.
How was your Shabbat?
Oh, it was nice. I got to take a nap this afternoon.
That is nice.
Yeah. I've been, burning the candle at both ends for months. I needed a rest.
Oh, excuse me. I put together a new Tu B'Shvat summary as a lead in to the Priyats Adar. So I don't know if you want to take a look at it tomorrow morning or not.
Okay, I did a couple of editing a while ago. Let me see. What did I do? I went to see, get started like on the next set. But I think what I got was the blessing for the new year, for the month of Nisan on the trees. And then I did one on that first set of preparation for holidays of, Purim and Pesach, that whole set, the first one needed
right.
A date. I did look at Tu B'Shvat, but I'm not so sure that I noticed anything different. I was looking for dates, to see, and I looked to see if maybe you had, I don't know what else, if
this was
Rose
just,
Kodesh
this was just
for the next month was up, but it wasn't up yet, so, and that's as far as I got, so.
Yeah. So this is still, it was done like 2 hours ago, so you may not have seen it.
Well, that's about when I started, so I'll go check again. What did you call it? Because you had several for Tu B'Shvat.
Malka.
Silver
toes.
Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach.
Okay, let me mute.
Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Dun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Tivavat Shamreb Nun Bimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Etet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Pasim Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Bet Kuf Bet, Bet Durayan. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Penei, Zohre Kedushata. Yud Gimelamed, Bei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea, Talu, Simkufav Sadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse Chesed La'alafim, Notse Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Te Bid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu L'yachda L'shem Yud He B'vav He Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tartane Nandekucha Berichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Wittata Kolai Hu Kishot Riovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Nikola Itzteris Bialma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wise. Or wiser. There are five verses that connect to this energy. The first three of these verses that we will study connect to the energy because concealed within the verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Bet. The letters of this name are separated by two letters each. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishme'u li v'yasafti liyasra echem sheva Al hatotechem. The next word, or the next verse, is from Isaiah, chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakaneh. Paratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisamet ish alav uva bekapo unkava ken paro melech mitraim lekol habotim alav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Misha. Chapter 6, verse 13. Vegam ani hecheleiti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha. The fourth verse of connects to the energy of becoming wiser by starting with the first letter of the name of the verse, which is a hey, and ending with the letter tet, which is the connecting to the last letter of the word of the name of the year. This verse is coming from Isaiah. It's chapter 49, verse 24. Ayukach mi gibor malkoach v'im shevi tzadik yimalet. The fifth verse that we study, connecting to the energy of wiser, starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. It comes from Job chapter 41, verse 22. Tav tav hadudei chares, yir pad charutz haletit. We will the energy of the year 5774. Is peace in the Middle East. This, the one verse in the Tanakh that it connects to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom le'ami Yisrael untati wishakam. Tav tav willo yirgas, od willo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God by using a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me behe, he re yo he kome, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pehe la, mu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, mu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala areyo ashila me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame. Me be shi la yo he, anu a ka me ta, he he yo anu da, la he wa he me a, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo kabeo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he he se wa nu he nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me sa hua wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he pe he me za re wa he pe yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he pe me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, the fourteenth day of Shabbat, Rabbi Arye Moshe Eliyahu and Rabbi Shmuel Kaplan. Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua Falk Katz, Rabbi Yechiel Danziger, Rabbi Arye Kaplan, we all know him from many of his books, Rabbi Aaron Arye Lefer, known as the Not Borner Rebbe, and Rabbi Elazar Hendelis. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we say in a whisper. The next handout can be found on the unique astrological times link. It's the Ani meditation. We'll start with Malchut at the bottom of page 1. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yesod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, hod, yu ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gibura. Yeah. Ni we yoch, ni yeach, ni we yoch, yeach, ni we yoch. Chesed, yeah, heni we yo he, yeah, heni we yo he, yeah, heni we yo he. Bina, yeah, heni we yo he, yeah, heni we yo he, yeah, heni we yo he. Asma. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, in case anybody in our community has not yet said that this evening. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. I'm now adding an additional item, which is available on the Unique Astrological Times page under the 10 utterances. It's about a 1 inch, maybe an inch and a quarter down as you scroll down. It's above the word Amidah and below the word Baruch She'amar. I wrote about it in your email that you got today about the Parasha of Yitro. And what it is the 10 utterances. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Tilu Hilu Urchimu. Leakta L'shem Yud He Bovate Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limun Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kononehu Vaydaber Elohim Et Kol HaDevarim Ha'ele Lemor Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzei Ticha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Ta'ase Lecha Pesel V'Kol Temuna Asher Bashamayim Mima'al Va'asher Ba'eretz Mitachat Va'asher Ba'ayim Mitachat La'aretz Lo Tishtachave Lachem Velo Ta'avdeim Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Pokid Avon Avot Avanim Avshelechim Ve'al Rabbeim Lishona Ve'oseh Hesed La'alafim Lo Havai U'shomrei Mitzvotai Lo Tisea Et Shem Et Shem Hashem Elohecha V'shav Ki Lo Yinake Hashem Et Asher Yisa Et Shemo L'shav Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat L'kadsho Sheshet Yamim Tavot V'asita Kol melachtecha Yom hashvi'i Shabbat Lashem Elohecha lo taseh Kol melacha atad uvincha Shemitecha Avdecha Wa'amacha Uvachemtecha Ugyecha Asher B'Yisharecha Ki Sheshet Yamin Asa Hashem Et Hashamayim Ve'Charet Et Hayam Et Kol Asher Bam Ve'Yanach Ba'Yom Hashvi'i Al Kein Berach Hashem Et Yom HaShabbat Va'Yikach Shehu Kabel Et Avicha Ve'Et Imecha Leman Yarikun Yamecha Al Hadama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Tirtzach Lo Tinaf Lo Tikdo Lo Ta'ane Bereacha Ad Shaker Lo tachmod beit re'echa, lo tachmod eshet re'echa, v'yavdo amato, v'shoro achamro, v'kol asher l're'echa. We'll now connect to the abridged Kaddish, which is also available on the unique astrological times link. And we utilize the Kaddish as an elevator, either up or down, to come down to a soft landing. And this one right now we're using to elevate up to our Zohar class tonight. Yitgadal v'yitgadash me'rabah, and everyone says Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamlich malchute v'chayecho v'yomecho u'v'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael v'agalal v'zman kariz Yit barach v'yish tabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nasei v'yit hadar v'yit tale v'yit talal shemeid ekucha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushvechata v'nechemata Da'amiran V'alma Yeheshlama Rabba min shamaya L'chaim aleinu V'al kol Yisrael V'imru Amen Ose shalom Bim romav Uyase shalom aleinu, we all call Israel, v'imru amen. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When that opens up, scroll down to the Book of Shemot, and underneath the Book of Shemot, you'll find the Parasha Yitro. When you click on the landing page for Parasha Yitro, scroll down to Section 7, and we start with Pasuk 85. As a preamble, to this. It's just a reminder that the early part of Parashat Yitro in the Zohar is about face and hand reading. And this is coming from the directions from Yitro to Moshe, the suggestion as to how he should set up a judicial system. And he's recommending certain qualities that he should pick the people who will sit in the judicial system. He's recommending certain positive qualities for these people. And the Zohar is explaining how to find those qualities in the various people. Pasuk 85. Peraza de anin, peraza de at, samech de hahu gavna, tisachara levar, uva diatva eina, diatva al shalimu, tilashakia, haila rama ahi overahi. Meira ma'uta delait be'ya elal. As for the secret of the eyes, they may be found in the secret of the letter Samet. One must discern the color that encircles the eyes from the outside, and the way the eye rests in its fullness, and that it is not immersed deeply in its socket. Such a one is not deceptive and has not a trace of fraudulence. My commentary. There are a lot of terms used in this pasuk that are not clearly defined. The secret of the letter Samet encircles the eyes from the outside, rests in its fullness, and hopefully they will become clarified. Pasuk 86. Gavne dianin inun dalad chachi vavru levar de sachara einake gavna de kol barnash. Legoe minea ukama de sahara vit kalil chivavru will kamu kahadal goe minea yeroka it kalil ba ukama legoe minea haubat ena. Nekuda ukama dayu barnash tidach da dechayich tadir bechade bechedu bechashiv machashavim letavela ishtelimu inun machashavim. Legin desalik, lon miad meruteya, ishtadal b'mile di alma lakad ishtadal, b'mile di shmaya, atzlachai itzterich leitekafa. There are four colors to be found in the eyes. There is the white outside that circles the eye, common to every person. That is, there is no difference in this aspect from person to person. B. Enclosed within it is a black color that encircles, and the black and white merge together, which alludes to Chesed and Giburah, which include one with the other. C. Within this is a greenish color, alluding to Tiferet, included in the black. And D. The innermost is the pupil of the eye, which is a black dot. This alludes to Malchut. This is a person who is always laughing and full of cheer. He has good intentions, but his intentions are never accomplished, since they slip from his mind. He is occupied with worldly matters, but when occupied with spiritual matters, he will succeed. Therefore, he should be encouraged to occupy himself with the Torah, for he will succeed in it. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this verse is clear as written. Pasuk 87. Bivini eno rav revin vekasyan letata veinun kavin veina itrashimi sumakin dekikin biarkainun reshimin ikrun advan zeirin na begin de nun gav min de na ide hirin bin hiru haun hiru salikad van ilit chaza'a le'inun mare demidin binun rishimin Acharanim dekikin behayu beat samechu klila beahash hey beat hey. The translation: if the eyebrows are thick, inclining downwards, and if in the color of his eyes there are red-lined impressions, these impressions are called small letters of the eyes, because when these colors of the eyes shine in the light causes the letters to be revealed to those who judge, together with the other small impressions. This is the shape of the letter Samach, and is included in the letter He. My commentary. There are terms in this pasuk that are not clear and defined. Inclining downwards, red-lined impressions. It is also important to understand the concept of seeing things that others do not see, like the shape of the samach included in the hay. Pasuk 88. Anin yirokin disacharin bechivavru mitarvin inun yirokin behahu bechivavru rachamana ihu ihu chashiv tadir leto altaya Bela chashiv leniska biacharanim kelum. The translation: green eyes that are surrounded in white, with the green blended in the white, implies that he is a merciful man. Yet he thinks always for his own benefit. The harm of others does not concern him at all. My commentary: the meaning of green eyes needs to be revealed as well as green blended in the white. Pasuk 89. Gavna ukama laichaze. Ahamidiu Wilamisitra Bisha Wisalka Bidea Misitra Bisha Layetu Mineya Mehmana Ihubema Teishtemoda Uva medila ishta moda la behemana ihu marea dirazinihu famila dihu raza adishma lehahu Raza biatar achara kevandishma le yagale kola velavimeya raza kelalde komilo lavinun bishlimu kavne Saharan Behivavru Uviroka Daihu Birazadiat Hashem Beit Kalil Beat Zion Uvat Samech. The translation. If the black color is not noticeable in his eyes, he is greedy, but not in an evil way. But if an opportunity should arise for him to accomplish evil, he will not turn from it. He can be trustworthy when speaking of things he knows, yet not trustworthy in things he does not know. He can keep a secret as long as it is a secret, until he hears the secret at another place. Once he hears about it, he reveals everything, and it is no longer a secret with him at all, because nothing he does is perfect. The eye color encircled with white and green is the secret of the letter He, when included with the letters Zion and Samach. My commentaries. The three letters have no meaning in whatever permutation in Hebrew. The gematria of the three letters is 72, which is consistent with Chachmah being at the level of the eye. The term eye color may have a different meaning today than it did in the time of the Zohar. Pasuk 90. Anim sechivin yirokin, shigonait beya, ugin shigoneya, ihupum memaleo ravrevan veave garbeya, kevarnash darav beravrevanu. Mandeitaka beya netzach leyala idchazel razin dioraita behalashakich beli beya beinun razin beaved garmeya rav behuda ari. Raza diatevit kalil Beat Zion bilchodo v'itrechach me'at samet Ugin diehu ave garmeya berav revanu Itrechach mineya me'at samet Wilait kari behadeya, lakadihu malil. kemitin sagin b'mitcheya. The translation, if his eyes are yellowish green, he has madness about him. And because of this madness, his mouth speaks in a bombastic manner. And he carries a self-importance about himself. And whoever attacks him conquers him. He is not worthy of the Torah secrets, since in his heart he cannot keep silent about such secrets. And he reveals them to others, so that through them he can make himself seem a bigger man. This is the mystery of the letter He, which is only included in the letter Zion, and is removed from the letter Samach. It is because he conducts himself with pride that he is far removed from the letter Samach, and cannot approach it. When he speaks, he produces many wrinkles on his forehead. Now, commentary. To understand this pasuk requires a review of the wrinkles of the forehead, which is in an earlier section. Pasuk 91. Anin chivavrin disaharan ze'er b'yiroka. Mareya derukza v'rachamana Ihu lirov zinin v'kadit mele Rukza leit be'arachim u'kelal Beit hapach v'achzariyut Lavihu mareya Birazin daihu, birazadiat Hashem deit kalil, biat samech. The translation: one with white eyes encircled tight, lightly with green, has an angry disposition, but for the most part he is kind-hearted. However, when he is full of anger, he has no love in him whatsoever and becomes cruel. He cannot be trusted with a secret. This belongs to the mystery of the letter He, which is included in the letter Samach. My commentary. Please note that these two letters are referred to in this pasuk in the opposite order to the earlier pasukim. Pasuk 92. Anin yirokin v'chivavrim kachadav zer bigavad okam bahu dahi mareya virazin v'atzlach behu Weishari be'atzlahuta azlahusali shanola yachlin le'avihu shalit al yahu v'shultanu Yan Kamea Daihu Birazadiat Kaf Deit Kalil Birazadiat Samek Viadihu Shalit Ishari Bea Adhakarazin Dianin Leidun Mare Dehach Beta. The translation: he with eyes that are green and white together with a little black color in them can be trusted with secrets and is successful in utilizing them. If he begins with success, then he will continue to succeed further. His enemies cannot prevail against him, and he rules over them entirely, and they are submissive to him. This is under the sign of the letter Chaf, which is included in the letter Samach. Thus he rules once he starts to rule. Thus far from the mysteries of the eyes, which are revealed to the wise. My commentary is the Pasuk is clear as written. That's the end of the section. We're almost out of time, but we have, perhaps there are questions. While you're unmuting, tomorrow's classes at 10:30, we will be studying Tu B'Shvat at 3 o'clock, continuing our advanced reincarnation classes. Monday morning at 7 a.m. will be the continuation of Psalm 51. And our 4:30 class will be continuing our Lech Lecha series for the deeper Zohar. And at 7 o'clock, writings of the Ari. Are there any questions?
I guess it's time to go get a mirror and look at our eyes, huh? We'd have to get a mirror and look at our eyes. I think maybe listening to the recording with a mirror. You know, it's kind of hard to put your hand out and then look at a mirror. So maybe when you get the recording, we can do that.
Perhaps. I feel that way about every time I read any of these first, I think it's about 12 sections in the Parsha of Yitro. I want to get a mirror to be able to look at my face.
Maybe we won't be too happy when we do, though. I don't know. Take it and stop.
Actually, what my sense of what happens is people utilize tools to connect their intuition or their Ruach HaKodesh to the higher levels, to certain areas of the higher levels. So some people, as an example, astrologers will utilize the astrology chart, the birth chart or the transit charts, and they will use these tools to almost justify what their intuition is telling them. And other people use other techniques and other tools, one of which is the face and palm reading. So if you do study face and palm reading, you will find it to be accurate. The point is it takes a while, a lot of area effort to become proficient in it.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Go ahead.
These eye colors, especially at birth, you really don't know what the eye color is until they get older and develop more of their characteristics. So what phase of life are we talking about with eye color? I mean, even as you get older, you lose some brightness of the eye. So
not everybody. That's not really true. Because if you are, what you're describing, the loss of luster, is an indication of it having been veiled by the klipot that they've attached to themselves. But if you see the eyes of a righteous person, of someone we would describe as a tzaddik, their luster is not diminished at all.
Okay.
But you're describing the majority. Well, you're describing the majority of people. They do lose luster as they age because they're accumulating more connection to the physicality and to the klipot.
I know we develop like cataracts or stigmatism and stuff like that. So,
yeah, those are two different things. Stigmatism just means that the angle of the light is being distorted by a few degrees. And so it's not hitting exactly center to the optic nerve. But again, that's a klipa. And the cataracts are clouds in the lens.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a form of klipa.
So what's the correction with that as a klipa? What do we have to correct?
Typically, modern science corrects it with various techniques. The cataracts, they do cataract surgery, which essentially gives you a glass lens or a plastic lens. I think it's glass. It's essentially, when we live 300 plus more years, those lenses are going to cloud over unless you affect the tikkun.
Okay, so we need to find out what the spiritual cause and effect is to correct the...
Anything having to do with the eye, the spiritual cause has to do with the level of Chachma, the Sefira of Chachma. And that's really... for the majority of people, has to do with studying Torah.
Okay.
And what my intuition tells me, it's primarily people who relate to seeing the Torah as a literal level, one understanding, that they don't search for additional ideas. And in our generation, I just had cataract surgery, but the spiritual cause for me was from a previous lifetime having to do with this idea where I wasn't willing to see other ways of viewing the Torah, the different possibilities that other things, more than one way to view a particular perception of the Torah.
Yeah, and this teaching, we were not quite sure which, I mean, the eye is what we see, but there's more to the eye than what a person sees. When a person looks at the other person, the eye is made up of many things, right?
Correct.
So we're not quite sure where this color, the color schemes are talking about and what part of the eye.
If you study this and you spend a lot of time studying other people, you'll begin to see colors in places that you didn't see colors before. One of my Kabbalah teachers once said that every organ has 613 components. And that modern science only has about 20 components of the eye named. She was using it as a way of us beginning to appreciate the degree of what's available in the human body to know about the spiritual laws.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
There's a verse, I believe it's in Proverbs, in my flesh I see Hashem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this really needs to be a lot of deeper thinking outside of the norm type of human thinking.
I agree.
You almost have to almost insert yourself in your eye, you know, become the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like a meditation of just being the eye.
Well, somewhere I've given a mirror meditation where you utilize the light of a candle in a mirror to be able to see yourself.
Mm-hmm. And
have
then
you heard
also,
me say that?
Yes, I'm listening.
No, I know that. I was asking if you'd ever heard me talk about the mirror meditation.
I would seem like I do. Do you think it's in this set?
I think it was in this set, but I think it was in other places too.
Mm-hmm.
Malka, I didn't
mean
to cut you
off. No, that's fine. And I will try that. Also, they talk about the third eye. Are we talking conscious? I mean, in the scriptures and in teachings, they talk about the third eye. Does this have to do anything with this teaching?
I don't really know how to answer that question, other than to explain that there are five physical senses: sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. And there are five spiritual senses: spiritual sight, spiritual hearing, spiritual taste, spiritual smell, and spiritual touch. So I know that's a hint for you, but it's something you'll have to contemplate. Any other questions? Shavuot Tov.
Okay, Shavuot Tov. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.